This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Government engaged with the global community in New Delhi today ahead of the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025. The outreach event organized by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting featured participation from the Global Media Dialogue representing various governments. Speaking at the event, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav stated that the Waves platform is designed for new age creators from all walks of life to produce high value content. He emphasized that the world is rapidly changing and that India holds a unique position. Mr. Vaishnav further announced that a $1 billion fund will be created to support the creator economy. Addressing the event, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar highlighted how India is driving a content revolution, blending tradition with technology to shape global storytelling.
Waves represents the coming together of cinema, of the digital world, of content revolution, of the IT industry, and of global capability centers in India. Now, on its part, India happens to be a prolific producer, a mass consumer, an enthusiastic innovator, and an active global contributor.
Dr. Jaishankar stated that true globalization is not about a single narrative or one version of the truth, but about capturing the immense diversity of people across the planet. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, and Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis were also present at the event. The first edition of the Wave Summit is scheduled to be held from May 1st to May 4th in Mumbai. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has called content creators the digital ambassadors of the country. Addressing an event in New Delhi today, Mr. Goyal underlined that responsible content, innovative storytelling, skill development, and the export of Indian creativity are the four major aspects of the creative industry. He emphasized the vast opportunities in the country's creative sector, stating that this industry has already become a multi-billion dollar sector and employs a large number of people across the country. On the eve of Holi, celebrations have begun nationwide with colors, music and festive joy. President Draupadi Murmu has conveyed her greetings to citizens on the eve of Holi. In a message, she stated that Holi, the festival of colors, brings happiness and enthusiasm. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has also extended his greetings to the nation on the eve of this vibrant festival. In his message, he emphasized that Holi marks the triumph of good over evil and the arrival of spring, symbolizing new beginnings and fresh perspectives. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has wished the people on the occasion of Holi as well. In a social media post, he expressed that this festival, filled with joy and happiness, will bring new enthusiasm and energy into everyone's lives while also strengthening the colors of unity among the countrymen. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has successfully completed the undocking of two satellites, part of the space docking experiment SPADEX mission, marking a significant milestone in India's space exploration journey. Union Minister for Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh has congratulated ISRO for its successful demonstration of the undocking experiment as part of the SPADEX mission. In his post on the social media site X, the minister said it will pave the way for the smooth conduct of ambitious future missions, including the Bharatiya Antariksh Station, Chandrayaan 4 and Gaganyaan. The Kremlin announced today that Russia is now ready to discuss the US ceasefire proposal. Kremlin aide Yuri Ushakov stated that discussions were taking place calmly and that Moscow remained open to negotiations. However, he expressed concerns that the proposal could serve as a temporary advantage for Ukraine's military. U.S. officials are in Moscow to discuss a potential ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine as diplomatic efforts intensify to halt the ongoing conflict. In badminton, India's ace shuttler Lakshya Sen delivered a dominant performance today to defeat defending champion Jonathan Christie to advance into the quarterfinals of All England Open Championships. And that is the end of this news bulletin.